Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Line. My name is Jakiri. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, I was trying to file an unemployment claim online, and it kept glitching. So it told me I could call this number, and I decided to do so because of the issues I was having doing online. Hello? Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am.
I'm still here.
I just can't hear you. Can you say that one more time, ma'am?
I said that I tried to file online, and the system kept glitching, so I don't think it submitted my input. So I called the number because it said to call the number if you want to file. You can do it online or call the number. So I just called his number, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, give me one sec. Yes, ma'am, I can't hear you. Can you give me your socials, ma'am? 4 2 2 1 8 7 6 3. Okay, ma'am, can I get your first and last name?
It's Arian, A-R-I-A-N, that's my first name. My last name is Monolin, M-U-N-N-E-R-L-Y-N.
Okay, can I have your date of birth?
It's 10-14-1985.
Your mother's maiden name?
Louis
A. And your driver's license number, ma'am?
7371351.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
What was that name?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask me another question?
No, I was saying, can you hold 1 second?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I was going over some things, and it looks like I will have to file you another claim. So give me 1 second. I had to get back to that.
Okay. I just make sure I didn't lose.
Okay, ma'am, can I get your socials one more time?
422-21-8763.
Okay, ma'am. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, ma'am. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled? What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I think it's high school with a trade.
Thank you.
okay. They gave us a new, we're going to the next one.
Okay, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
I'm here.
Okay, ma'am. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checkings or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checkings or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, ma'am?
Direct deposit.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your checkings? The routing.
The routing is 0. Hold on, let me make sure. Let me go into my online thing. Make sure. Okay, it's 0, round it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
06200019. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. And can I have you, can I get your checkings, ma'am?
It's 02583517 0.
Zero two five eight three five one seven six zero.
02583170.
Okay, I got it. Okay, can I have your mailing address, ma'am?
1633 33rd Street.
ENSLEY. City, state, and zip?
It's Birmingham, Alabama, 85208.
Okay, is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I have your primary telephone number?
205-545-7016.
Okay, ma'am, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you?
Excuse me?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coolman, Selma, Center Point, or Montgomery?
Center Point.
Based on your background, and what city is 1029 23rd Road?
Okay, 1029
33rd Road. No, that don't sound familiar. In what city is 1029 23rd Road? Wilmer, Smith, Pittham, or Odenville, or I've never been associated with this address?
I've never been associated.
Okay, ma'am. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 107 Azalea Court, 110 Shotgun Lane, 1107 9th Street, or 2035 Avenue P? Okay, ma'am, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty? Duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
You said, did I receive something about a notification?
Did you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, ma'am, are you filing for the DUA?
No, I don't have COVID.
Okay. And can you tell me the last day that you worked there?
The week of the 24th of January.
Okay, ma'am, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I said a corporate business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupations?
Yes.
Are you available for... Let me see. Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months? Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 miles.
20 miles?
Yes.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$1 an hour.
Is that a woman's time, ma'am?
20 boots.
I said, what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12 an hour.
$12 an hour or $20? $20. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring or home?
No.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your job title?
Truck
driver. Can you say that one more time, ma'am?
A truck driver.
Okay, ma'am, can you tell me the last place you work for?
Driving.
Was it Miss West Construction Service or Express Service?
Yeah, well, because Midwest Construction Service is a payroll people.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your employment start date?
It's kind of hard to say. I've been off with them for about 3 years. Should I start from the beginning or when I started this time?
From the beginning.
Oh, that was back in 2019. I'm just going to say August 2019.
Okay, and the last day that you worked, ma'am?
The week of January 4th, so I'm gonna say 24th, I'm sorry.
Can you tell me the city and state the work was performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, ma'am. Why are you no longer working?
They claim that they just didn't have any assignments, but it's really because I had filed a complaint against my boss, and they fired them, but it just kind of seemed like they're trying to push me off as well. They said they don't have work, so I keep calling the guy, and he's not even responding anymore, so I just decided to file unemployment.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I wish to withhold 10%? Double check. Ma'am.
Hmm?
You asked me, did I wish to withhold 10% of my earnings?
No, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Your temporary PIN is 6385.
Okay.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. Okay, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Again, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
What's the telephone number?
Oh, the number was 800-752-7389.
7389?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, weekly certification.
7389.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Again, the number you should call is 1-800-361-4524. Okay, miss, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
Come
here. Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you.